Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello from Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
Where the cherry blossoms are in full bloom. So much so that residents of those lovely streets in London and Kyoto are up in arms about the legions of tourists and influencers. That's my word for influencers. Who are now referred to as content creators. Do you remember when dustmen became refuse collectors? My old man's dustman, he wears the dustman's hat. Probably can't sing that anymore. Well, content creators are those individuals, largely females, monetizing pictures of themselves in front of a lovely setting. Even some restaurants are complaining about these selfie documentarists. Is that a word? Spoiling things for other diners. Well, I've been looking at how we speak in the light of the Times newspaper, inviting readers to send in their most hated jargon and cliches. Cycling back. Onboarding. At pace. Leaning in and reaching out. Pushing back, digging deep, diving deeper, having agency. All this guff suffocating the richness of the English language. We do still, of course, use the Bard's many expressions, and if used sparingly, an idiom remains a delight until it is overused. Break the ice, Taming of the Shrew, Wild Goose Chase, Romeo and Juliet, Green-Eyed Monster, Wear My Heart Upon My Sleeve, both from Othello, Heart of Gold, Henry V, Good Riddance, Troilus and Cressida, It's Greek to Me, Julius Caesar. Too much of a good thing, As You Like It. In a Pickle, The Tempest. All That Glitters Is Not Gold, The Merchant of Venice. Eat Me Out of House and Home, Henry IV Part 2. Laughing Stock, The Merry Wives of Windsor. Neither Rhyme Nor Reason, The Comedy of Errors. And One Fell Swoop, Poor Old Macduff in Macbeth. But then I decided to do a deep dive into the whole question of clichés. And at a conservative estimate, which is probably one as well, there are in the English language thousands of clichés, which makes me wonder if we ever say anything original at all. I realised I was in over my head, because at the end of the day, you'd have to go back to the drawing board or back to square one to reinvent the language. You know that game when you try to avoid stepping on the lines on the pavement? Well, I'm going to try and have a cliché-free week. I challenge you to do the same. To the week's culture news, you know that Timothée Chalamet, who is both American and French, has outraged the world of opera and ballet by saying that both these art forms are not as important as film. Well, he may be right in certain ways, but so wrong in others. And the world of ballet is fighting back with two very sexy productions. Meierling, the tragic story of Rudolf II and his ill-fated mistress, featuring the Royal Ballet's new crop of gorgeous men who are taking turns to dance the lead role, and at the Lyceum in Sheffield, but then on tour, Gentleman Jack, aka Anne Lister, regarded by many to have been the first modern lesbian, featuring an erotically charged pas de deux on a dining table. What a dainty dish to set before a king. That's a nursery rhyme, not a cliché. That said, it's also been a good week for three senior citizens. Rose Wiley, RA artist, in her first retrospective of her playful naive art at 92 at the Royal Academy. Alan Bennett has published a new memoir at 91. And his Yorkshire compatriot, at a youthful 88, David Hockney, has a new exhibition at the Serpentine Gallery in Hyde Park. In the jazz, the choral of Saint-Puy, made up of all ages, will be singing at La Romeo Church in aid of Alzheimer's disease, which none of those lucky three are having to deal with as yet. But it is definitely an event worth attending. That's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. That's it from me. And at the risk of falling into the cliché trap,
retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
It's been a journey.
www.dfm930.com.
And I'm over the moon.